bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Eleanora Galoney, who is the candidate for the Animal Justice Party of Victoria, she's on the phone with us. Eleanora, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for speaking with us. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name.
No, you pronounced it perfectly, actually.
Oh, fantastic. Gold star for me.
it's what's, quite a challenge.
In your work in the electorate, what's been the defining issue that voters speak to you about?
The defining issue in the seat of Higgins, I think, is basically population. It's the area is heavily populated, particularly the more inner city regions of South Yarra, Paran, and public transport, particularly trains, can be quite crowded. So there's an issue there. But otherwise, life in Higgins for humans is very good. But life in Victoria for animals, not so good. And that's where we're focusing.
Okay, and so in terms of the issues that people talk to you about, is there an issue that, you know, is really at the top of the list, you know, when you're out there and speaking to people, handing out, you know, pre-polls and stuff, is there an issue, a predominant issue?
Well, I've had quite a number of concerns expressed to me because with the Animal Justice Party, I guess people come to us with animal right. issues, and there's the live export issue that's very, very much at the top of people's minds at the moment. But a non-animal issue, which is, I guess, what you're looking for, is same-sex marriage, marriage equality, and so we're certainly supportive of that. On issues that aren't specifically related to animals, I have to say that our policies, we don't actually have policies specifically related to a broad range of issues, but when they're not related to animals, we make decisions based on our values, which are equality, non-violence and kindness, and also evidence-based decisions. So on marriage equality, we're supportive of it, and on things like the environment, we have issues on the environment because obviously they're not specifically related to animals, they relate to humans as well, but they relate to animals. And so we have issues on the policies on the environment as well, particularly promoting plant-based diets, which are good for human health and good for the environment and, of course, obviously good for animals.
Eleanora Galoney is the Animal Justice Victoria candidate for Animal Justice Party, Victoria candidate for the seat of Higgins. I think we've got a fair indication from the last couple of answers, but who are you and what defines you?
I'm a qualified psychologist, developmental psychologist. My career has focused on, child well-being, psychological well-being. I'm an academic. I'm a qualified academic, worked for 20 years in universities, most of the time at Monash University in the Department of Psychology. I'm no longer working full-time as an academic. I'm an adjunct now at Monash, and I'm still supervising doctoral students and publishing with them. For the last most of the time I've been an academic, I've looked at human-animal interactions and I've looked at the relationship between both positive relationships between humans and animals, psychological, and also negative relationships. And I've written a book and I've done quite a bit of research looking at the relationship between cruelty to animals and aggression and violence toward humans. And I'm not the only one that's talking about this link. There's now quite a strong consensus across the scientific community that there is a definite, strong, predictable link between violence between humans and cruelty to animals. And we see it, for example, in family violence. More than half of the homes where there is family violence and there's also a pet, the pets are probably the first to be abused.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you there. Do you have a feeling as to why there are so many pre-poll and postal votes in this election? What's your theory on that?
I think people are well, I did pre-polling at the state election and I ran as a candidate in Paran, and people were just cross. They don't like elections. They just want to get it out of the way, and that's what most people were saying. I just want to get this done and over with. People don't like elections. And I think with the weather at the moment, the July cold weather, they're going to be even grumpier about it.
They are. And finally, it's such a long campaign. It must be very fatiguing. You're probably, you know, us talking about it are over it. But you know, how do you reset during something like this with all the hours you're putting in?
I just relax. I've got two cats and a very nice husband, and I just love vegging out on the sofa with my cats on one of them on my lap at least, and I watch sort of kind of non-mind TV that you don't have to think.
Yeah.
So cool. I was going to say.
Commercial TV. Yeah.
Commercial reality TV. There you go.
Oh, no. Not commercial reality TV. I like things like brand designs and things like that.
Very good. Look, Eleanor, it's been great to talk to you this morning. Do you want to leave us with a final message on behalf of the Animal Justice Party of Victoria for your candidature for the seat of Higgins?
Yes, I would. I'd like to say for people to think about voting one for the AJP and then give your second vote to the party of your choice. They'll get the vote because we won't. Well, in the Senate, we've got a good chance of getting a seat, but in the lower house, I know I'm not going to win, but I want as many votes as I can get so that the vote that you give to the second, to your second preference, that particular party gets the message that you are prepared to vote for the welfare of animals, that welfare of animals matters to you.
Eleanor, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.